What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. All of them, y'all. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Y'all, today's episode is going to be about how narcissists will try to replace you in your own life, how jealous narcissists will literally try to take your place in your own life. I know a lot of people are going to like, what the hell, Lee? What the hell? Hold up, Lee. What are you talking about? How can they replace me? You can't replace me, Lee. You're a 6'3" black man, and I am Hispanic. You can't replace me if you try. Okay, cool. This is not what I'm talking about, y'all. That's not what I'm talking about, like actual replacing like your spirit or anything like that. But like literally. So narcissistic people have a high level of jealousy. We just are. Narcissistic people are jealous of a lot of people. Like we just are, y'all. It's not hard to make a narcissist jealous. Just exist in a space that we're not, you know, that we're not in. You know, have a group of friends that we're not in. We're jealous of them because you have friends, and a lot of times narcissistic people don't have friends, you know. So have that. First of all, you have your friends, you have all the other good stuff going on. Now, just narcissistic people don't like that. So they will come into your life, love bomb you. Yeah, they'll love bomb you, give you everything that you want, need. Be whoever you need them to be. Y'all know how the love bombing phase works. I've probably got, you know, so many videos about love bombing and things like that. But I also say this, during the love bombing phase, what happens with a narcissist will mirror you and like the things that you like. They will have, you have, somehow you have the same interest. You know what I mean? You have the same interest. Y'all will like the same things each other likes. You know what I mean? You will like everything. You will do all this stuff. You know, you'll do the same thing. They have the same hobbies and everything that you have. But guess what? The same thing that a narcissist likes about you at first, they will hate about you later on. They just will. I talked to a lady this morning. She's like, the narcissist loved the fact that she was a friendly person. Like she hugged her friends and things like that. But once they got together, he's like, I don't like you hugging people like that. I think you're too friendly. You see how it switches? You give out the wrong signs when you hug everybody. But I hug, what, huh? You see how the same things that they like about you, they will flip around and hate you for later on. They just like you having, they like that you have a lot. I love that you have a lot of friends. But guess what? They come into your life and they hate the fact that you have a lot of friends. And guess what? Because they try to mirror you, they try to take your place in your friend group. They just will. They will try to replace you in your own friend group, in your own family dynamic sometimes, because they'll start hanging out with your brothers and sisters. They'll start hanging out with your parents. Because I've heard so many stories, y'all, about how narcissists, like even after the breakup, will still be hanging out with your friend group, will still be hanging out with your parents. You know, I mean, me and your dad, we're still going to be friends. So I hope this doesn't make things awkward. We'll still be hanging out with your dad, still be hanging out with your mom, still be hanging out with your siblings or your cousins or your friends. They'll try to replace you because it makes it awkward now. If y'all have broken up, and you don't come around anymore. Now you come around. Now your ex is with in your friend group. Like, hey, what's going on? Come on, hey. I know we broke up, but yeah, we still be friends and stuff like that. Y'all, what's going on? Hey, come on over. You know what I mean? They'll do that, y'all. They will try to supplant you in your own life, in your own family. I'm just telling you, because narcissistic people, a lot of us didn't grow up with good family dynamics. You know what I mean? The family dynamic was tumultuous, and if you have a good family dynamic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dynamic, they'll come in there, love the fact that you have that, and try to replace you in your own family. Like I'm telling you, y'all, there's a movie, older movie, it's called Taking Lives, and it has Angelina Jolie and Ethan Hawke. I think Bruce Willis in it. I don't think Bruce Willis wasn't it. He might have been. It's been a while since I've seen it. And pretty much Ethan Hunt, what a dude's name is. He's the same dude who's in Training Day. He pretty much is a sociopath, and like he emulates people. He befriends people. He gets to know people. He takes on their habits. Even starts to dress like them. And once he feels like they have to be loners and things like that too, though, y'all. So once he feels like he's learned enough about them, he unalives them and takes their place, takes their ID, becomes them. taking lives. That's similar to what narcissistic people do without the unaliving. They take over your style. They'll start to dress like you, act like you, talk like you, be just like you, and try to replace you in your own friend group. Try to make you feel awkward for coming around your own friends. I'm telling you, I've actually done this before. Trust me, my mind works a little differently. But some people would do that. You know, they just will. And it doesn't have to be your significant other or your spouse. This can be your parent, y'all. Your mom will try to replace you in your life sometimes too. Your dad will try to replace you in your life. Your siblings will try to replace you in your life, in your friend group. I'm telling you, y'all, narcissism doesn't have just a specific component of it. It has to be, you know, an intimate relationship. It could be a parental relationship. It could be a sibling relationship. It just does. It just can, you know? So don't let them, like, leave. So how do I stop them from replacing me? You know, first of all, if they're going to try to replace you, y'all break up and stuff like that, you have to, you still, boundaries, y'all. You still have to have boundaries even after the breakup. You know, especially even if you don't have kids, if they're going to continue to be around your friend group, it's going to make it a lot awkward for you. So there's going to be some awkward conversations going on. There just are. And this is what the narcissist is hoping. The narcissist is hoping that you give your friends an ultimatum. Hey, they're hoping that you give your friends an ultimatum. Hey, if you're going to hang around Lee, I can't come around anymore. That's an ultimatum. You just put an ultimatum on your friends, and hopefully the narcissist is going to try to be more understanding. Hey, look. I know my ex said that I know she's probably going around telling you that you can't hang around me or whatever. Trust me, I get it. I understand. I would love to be your friends, but I'm not going to put that pressure on you of giving an ultimatum. I would be fine if we still hung out and she came around. Why can't she be that way? Why can't she be an adult and do this instead of going about it like this? Like, why she got to try to, because me and her didn't work out. That means we all don't work out. She has the, you know, is she y'all owner or something like that? You know, I'm not saying she owns you, but she act like she owns you, you know? So these are on y'all. But like I said, if you want to hit me up, just hit me up. I'm always here. I'm not going to abandon y'all like that. You know, I'm not going to put no pressure on y'all to cut me off or be around me and stuff like that. You know, love to hang with you guys. No pressure. Peace. Y'all see how my statement just seemed very, very cool, calm, collected, and manipulative all in one. You see, I just did that. That's how narcissists would do you, because you might be angry. You might give people ultimatums. I'm giving them options. And a lot of people like options over ultimatums. So they might choose me and end up sequestering you from the group, end up pushing you out of the group. So guess what just happened? I just replaced you in your own friend group. These are your friends before we even met each other. But now they chose me over you because you put pressure on them. You made them feel awkward about wanting to hang around cool guy Lee. You know what I mean? But seriously, y'all, it does happen. That's why a lot of times narcissistic people mirror you, because they don't have their own personalities. They have their own personalities, but they feel like we feel like we are not enough. So we're always trying to add different components to our personality. So we get around somebody that's interesting, maybe like yourself, we'll start to act like you, talk like you. And this goes with friends too, y'all. You'll notice a narcissist or toxic person started to act like you, talk like you, dress like you, you know, say the same things that you say, you know, do the same things that you do, you know, pick up the same hobbies that you do and things like that. I'm just telling you, they do that type of stuff. So if they come to try to replace you in a group, the group doesn't lose anything but you. They actually gain me because I'm cooler. I got more money. I got more access, more resources, stuff like that. I'm just telling you how the mind works. I know this is, if y'all made it this far, I appreciate y'all sticking around. I know this is a little awkward topic, but I was just thinking about this the other day. I was just like, man, this would be a topic I want to talk about. But they definitely will try to replace you in your own life. They just 100% will. That's why I say you got to protect yourself. If you see them acting like you, I mean, I'm not saying start an argument, but just like, damn, you know, point it out. Point it out. So, damn. Oh, you kind of talk like me. Oh, listen to you talking like me. I ain't talking like you, talking like me. And there goes the argument. You see how that works right there? Just take note of it, y'all. Take note and make it, you know, just take a look at everything, y'all. Because you have to be strong. You have to be standing in your power. You have to stand in your truth when you deal with narcissistic people. You just have to. Because you don't want them to replace you in your friend group. Because typically they try to isolate you from your friends. But if they like your friends, they will try to take you out of the group and just put themselves in there. I know it's a lot of moving pieces to dealing with a narcissist. It just is. You know, I understand that. That's why I'm here to, you know, try to help a lot more people understand the subtle dynamics and the subtle intricacies of the narcissistic person's mind and things like that, y'all. But yeah, so I'm gonna cut this thing short, y'all. Just gonna wrap it up. But like I said, if you are, I'm about to start these one-on-one interviews and things like that. I just need to figure out how I'm gonna do it, because I used to go live with a lot of people. I like going live with people and doing one-on-ones with people and stuff like that. you know, having conversations with people one-on-one live. But sometimes the question can get overwhelming and, you know, a lot of stuff starts flowing in. So I would like to have, you know, a private space to do that in. Sorry, y'all. I'm tired. But yeah, a lot of people say that they thought that would be a good idea for me to have, you know, survivors and other narcissists come on, share their stories so it can help a lot more people. Because like I said, stories can help people who are going through similar circumstances see that they can make it out. Or see, you know, see how they can, you know, tolerate and live a better, more healthier life. You know what I mean? Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all think you learn from me, I promise you I learn even more from you. Like and subscribe. If you're listening to this on podcast form, hit that 5 stars for me. Please, please, please. Especially on Amazon and iHeartRadio. Just getting started on there. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank y'all so much, y'all.